December 29th, 2010. Pulling you, number 20. Hi all, this is Michael here with Bridge Hands. Welcome, and in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about finessing when we're missing the king and queen in a suit. Okay, here we go. South is the dealer. Four for the ace of spades. Another four for the ace of hearts makes eight. Another six for the ace queen of clubs. 8 and 6 makes 14. Another 2 for the queen of diamonds. 16 points and a flat 4-3-3 shape. So one no trump it is. West, what do you think? 4, 5 and diamonds. 6, 7, 8 for the hearts. 9, 10, 11 for the king of spades. Now, I don't think when we've got our right-hand opponent with a third of the points in the deck that we ought to enter the auction. So we will pass. All right, North. Two jacks in the majors, that's 2 points. And two kings in the minors makes another 6, makes 8 points. Some people might be turned off a little bit by the fact that we have a 4-3-3 shape in the North hand. In some instances, we should subtract. But in this case, let's take a look at our honors. We have 2 honors. Another 1 in clubs makes 3. Another 2 in hearts makes 5. Another 2 in spades. 7 honors. That's a lot of honors for 8 points. Wouldn't you agree? And take a look at that lovely heart suit. Jack, 10, 9, 8. So I think 2 clubs is a decent call. In our advanced lesson for paid members, we'll talk more about alternative auctions. But in this case, we're going to try 2 clubs. Okay, over to East. A pass back to South. No 4-card major. Sorry, 2 diamonds is the response. A pass once again by West. Back to North. North, 8 points. 7 honors. What next? Well, 3 no-trump would be a little pushy, wouldn't it? I'd say 2 no-trump, which makes an invitational hand with a 4-card major that's undisclosed. So 2 no-trump, I think, is a good call. Pass by East. South. Okay, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Do you want to go 3 no-trump? Let's look at this again. We like that we have aces, although in the majors, as they say, aces and spaces. In clubs, ace-queen is working. Too bad it's not a 4-card suit. And our 16 points, we have queen, 9-8-4th, better than 3 little to go with it. It's kind of close, isn't it? Well, I'd say what the heck. It's worth a chance. Good things might happen. So we know our partner has a 4-card major. We'll hope that there's some help in the diamond suit. We don't know. So let's try 3 no-trump, even though we're not certain. Okay, it's over to you, West. Opening lead. Well, we know that they found 3 no-trump, so we expect that they have about 25 points. We can take inference if they took extra time for the bidding, too. They might be a close 25 points for them, don't you think? So we have 11 and 25. We shouldn't really expect too much from our partner, should we? So let's go ahead and just leave the top of sequence, that 10 of clubs. And now everybody looks to see where the 4-card major it is. There it is. It was the heart suit when they bid the stamen. And everyone should be putting their thinking caps on. What is the strategy? Well, Declara, let's take a look at it from our perspective first. When we have a jack 10 third, we don't want to break that suit in spades. Let the opponents break that. We'll talk about that later. In hearts, hey, look at this. We've got 4 of the top 6 honors, don't we, in that suit. So we'd like to do some repeated finesses in that suit. Clubs, oh, we're kind of happy they're leading the club. 10 denies the jack of clubs, so that's apparently held by East. And we'll be able to take quite a few dings on that suit before they deplete us. So we can get a chance to set up the hearts and maybe the diamonds, too. We have another 7-card suit there. And look at this. Once again, we have 4 of the top 6. This time we're missing the ace jack, aren't we? So let's go ahead and play the king of clubs. East, play the jack of clubs to show that you have a doubleton and to unblock. Make it clear to your partner what your values are or are not in a suit. Be a good partner. Besides, you don't have that many points. You've got 5 points, and you know that partners probably got quite a few if they just barely made a 25-point game bid. Okay, a low buy south. And our play strategy, we're going to start with the Jack of Hearts, see if we can entice an honor by east. East, what do you think? Now, we're going to go ahead and play low now. So we're going to play a 2, a low by south, and a king by west, who promptly returns another high club, showing the sequence. South wins this with the queen, and since there was a 4 of club by east, we know the suit, don't we? There was 5 by west, 3 in dummy. Since there was a high-low play by east, means the suit was 5, 3, 2, 3. So we know that the ace is held by south. All right. South. We don't want to play a heart from our south hand. We'd rather do it repeated finesse from the north hand. We need to get over there, though, don't we? And spades is not the suit we want to break. So we either want to play a queen or a low to the king. Let's go ahead and play our queen of diamonds. What do you think, West? They've kind of caught us, haven't they? We might as well go up with the ace. There's no reason to hold back. And a low by dummy. Another club, although it doesn't look like it's going to be very fruitful. And East, why don't you play a 9 of spades to show you have some interest in that suit? You can help partner there. And one by the ace in south. Okay, time to play another diamond. A jack must be played by the west hand up to the king in north. East follows. And we once again try the repeated heart finesse. Go with a 10. East, do you want to cover? No, don't do that. It could be a doubleton by south. They may have to win by the ace anyway. So just go ahead and play your 3. Although we do have another low card to play by south. And one more heart catches the queen. So that heart suit fell 4-3-3, didn't it? With the fourth being in the dummy, if we can get to that. And indeed we can. Remember we had 4 of the top 6? Here we go. A 6 of spades by west, follows by east. And these 10s and 9s are paying off big dividends now, aren't they? Another heart. Pitching a diamond by east. A low spade and a club. Starting with the spade. A low spade is probably fine by east. Up to the ace. Cashing our 9 of diamonds. Pitching a club. Everybody plays black suits. And our last one, the king, queen of spades, crash. So we actually made 10 tricks. How about that? 24 points and we made 10 tricks. Unless we can promote a suit by length, we don't normally expect to be able to make this many tricks. But recall once again that North had 7 honors. And in this case, we did have good coverage in the suits. So how do you feel about this? Seems like it was a good play for 3 no-trump, although it was a little close, wasn't it? And yet we made 10 tricks because of all these wealth of honors that promoted so nicely. Let's just take a look if a spade was led. If it was a low spade, now is when this Jack-10 combination pays off. We don't want to break that suit, but when the opponents do, as long as the honors cooperate and they're split, we can play our 10 of spades, up with a queen of spades, an ace of spades, and just to take a look at this suit in isolation, a spade back, and if the king wins, ostensibly when a person leads a low card, that means they have an honor in the suit. So we think that they have the king. They go up with the king, a low spade, everybody follows. Later on, we'll have clubs being played, and we'll win it in hand. And you can see that we can catch a trick. We wouldn't play it that way because it's not a 7 card or longer suit, but I just wanted to show you the illustration is the value of when you have Jack 10 third. We try not to break the suit. The opponents, you don't want to break that suit either, do you? You want to attack another suit, which you tried to in clubs. So I hope you enjoyed the lesson today. This was the lesson on split king queens, we hope. Sometimes they're connected, sometimes they're not. In this case, the queens were held by east, the kings were held by west. And once again, if you do have one of the paid Bridgehands memberships, we hope you'll take a look at our advanced lesson, which we talk about the value of bidding stamen versus not when you have a 4-3-3 hand. Okay, all, I hope you enjoyed that lesson, and New Year is getting close. Thanks for coming by, and I hope you have a good day playing bridge. Bye now.